All right, Jehovah, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up in Eretz Hashem today in Sif Lamed Hey. So I sent it out yesterday on the WhatsApp group. So actually, this is a shorter Sif, as you could see. And the Rebbe says something incredibly beautiful here. He says, Lo Yichnos, we're skipping Lamed Dalet. Just, we'll come back to the Eretz Hashem at a different time. But for now, go to Hey. So he says, Lo Yichnos L'Churba. So the Rebbe over here is making reference to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. So actually, if you look at the introduction in the Be'iri HaChasidus on the section right below the main section, so the middle section of the page, see, he writes over here, Le'el Huv U Divrei HaGemara Be'inyan Iser HaKnisa L'Churva. So beforehand, we discussed the danger, the concern of the prohibition of entering into a churva, entering into a ruin. Ve'echot min ha'tamim sheniskar b'gemara hu machmas hamazikin shemetsuyin sham. So if you remember again, the Gemara related three different reasons as to why you don't walk into a churva, why you don't walk into a ruin. Reason number one was mipnei ma'polas, because of a concern of collapse of the ruin, which could chas v'shalom lead to death or injury or death. Number two, mipnei chashad, because some, I guess historically, people would go into the mapolas. It would be a rendezvous point for illicit unions. And number three, mipnei hamazikin. Number three was because shadim, these destructive forces of shadim go ahead and inhabit these churvos. So therefore, again, the Mishnah Gemara said you don't enter into a churva. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Rebbe Tzadik says, back up to the top, he says, Lo yichnos l'churv d'shrich mazikim. So he's focusing on this idea that you don't enter into a ruin, because of the mazikin, because of the destructive forces that are there. The ayin sham b'gimara o chnei tamim, those are the two reasons we just discussed. The ayin baba kama chaf aleph amud aleph uberashi ayin sham. See, quotes over here the Gemara baba kama and Rashi. So if you look in the Be'uri HaChasidus, I underlined these lines for you as well. So it says, Ayin b'mesechas baba kama daf chaf aleph amud aleph. I'm now in the Be'uri HaChasidus, on the right-hand column, the last couple of lines in the column. It says, Ayin b'mesechas baba kama daf chaf aleph amud aleph. Shekol bayin she'inu miyushe b'mnei adam, mitsuyim bo mazikin. So we'll say, the Gemara baba kama kind of expands this definition. So the Gemara Brachos discusses the idea that a churva, a ruin, is often inhabited by mazikin, is inhabited by these destructive forces. The Gemara Baba Kama says it's not just a churva, but in fact any uninhabited home has the status of a churva. Right? An uninhabited home also is like a churva. He goes on, he explains. He says, "V'lamdu es adavr mashenemar." Quotes over here. Fine. So we don't have to go into the whole limud over here. But again, just to follow the progression, Gemara Maseches Brachos, the mazikin inhabit the churva. That's Aleph. Gemara Maseches Baba Kama comes along and says, any uninhabited home has the status of a churva, and therefore mazikin inhabit it. Back up to the top. Says Rab Tzadik, "Ukidisa Baba Kama Shalom," in the left-hand paragraph, "Digam b'machzik bo tivna." So it's interesting. I'm sorry, I didn't finish reading on the left-hand column. Because remember, Reb Tzadik said, what does it mean that an empty home becomes a place for shadim? He says, because the definition of a bayis, definition of a home, is it's makom shemachzik bo ezadavar. The definition of a home is that it goes ahead and it holds something. It holds something. Machzik bo ezadavar. But when there are no inhabitants in the home, and there's not even stuff, right? There's not even items being stored inside of the home. Left-hand column. Because remember, again, I will say, the Gemara says, Baba Kama says, that even if the home is not used, actually, this is a wonderful overlap with Daf Yomi. The Gemara says, even if the home is not used for actual residential purposes, but is used for storage purposes, that is still called inhabited. Because we will say the definition of a home, says Reb Tzadik, is a space that is utilized. Whether it's utilized ultimately, again, for individuals, whether it's utilized for stuff to store your straw or your wood, Imkein, humakom hafchi umazik liyishuv bnei adam. Therefore, we'll say an uninhabited home, by definition, loses its status as a home, becomes recategorized as a churva, and therefore becomes a place for mazikin. Therefore, becomes a place for shadim, and any place in which shadim inhabit poses a general communal danger. Right? The fact that ultimately, again, the shadim reside there means that this is an unsafe place for the rabbim. V'fichach amrusham bebava kama demekalko gam kein habinyan. Furthermore, again, where there are shadim, what happens, Rabbi Osai? The presence of shadim also go ahead and erode the structure itself of the building. An incredible yisod, where there are shadim, so the shadim themselves take away, they erode from the stability of the building. And I will say why? Because the point of a binyan, the point of a structure, is to serve the needs of the individual. If the individual is not inhabiting or utilizing that area, it becomes a churva, a ruin. If it's a ruin, it's inhabited by shadim. And if it's inhabited by shadim, the shadim compound the ruination of that place. He goes on, So what is Reb Tzadik coming to teach us? So let's just review what Reb Tzadik is conveying. Number one, Maseches Brachos tells us we don't go into a mapolas, right? Or we don't go into a churva, excuse me. Why don't I go into a churva? Three different reasons, right? Chashad, mapolas, mazikin. Number three, fear of shadim. It's that fear of shadim that Reb Tzadik is really focusing on over here. Gemara Baba Kama, it's not just a churva which houses shadim, but in fact any uninhabited home, either that people don't live there or it's not even utilized, also becomes a churva, and therefore shadim are there. I will say, what happens when shadim are there? Shadim not only pose a danger for people who enter, but lamaisa shadim themselves erode the structure. So we'll say, so what? What's the message? So Reb Tzadik is coming to convey to us an incredibly powerful yisod. The bayis, the home, the structure, is a metaphor for the individual. Each of us is a bayis. Each of us is a bayis. Rebbe will say, the stability and identity of your bayis is fundamentally tethered to what you fill your bayis with. What resides in your home? Who resides in your home? What kind of person are you? What kind of personality do you create for yourself? What do you fill your home with? What are the values? What are the principles which guide your home? What influences do you allow into your home? We're talking about the home of the person. What influences do you allow? All of those things create the totality of my home. And the danger about saying the totality of your home is not allowing your home to become a churva. Because too often, my personalistic home is empty. Is empty. Maybe there are no values in there, chas v'shalom. Maybe there are no principles in there, chas v'shalom. Maybe there is no Torah in there, chas v'shalom. No mitzvahs in there, chas v'shalom. No goodness in there, chas v'shalom. So we'll say, but what happens? So you say to yourself, okay, but there's no chet either. There's no chet. There's no averus at least. It doesn't work that way. Wherever there's a void and wherever there's an emptiness, there are shadim. That's the Gemara is coming to teach us. There's no, I often say, the only place you'll ever find something parith is in your kitchen. In the rest of life, there's nothing that's parith. It's either milchiks or it's leishiks, right? It's either tummy or it's tar. It's either kasha or it's treif. It's either mutter or it's aser. That's it. So, alach is kama v'kama in the building of our personalistic bias. Either my bias is filled with positive good things, either my bias is filled with the things it's supposed to be filled with, or it's empty. And if it's empty, even though I'm not, if it's empty, just understand, the bias then becomes a churva. Why does the bias become a churva? Because the shadim inhabit it. The shadim representing, of course, all of the negativity which exists in this world. If you don't fill your home with positivity, then by definition, negativity will go ahead and fill that void. That, says Reb Tzadik, is the Tugay from the Gemara Brachas, Tugay from the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emiratz Hashem with Lamed Vav tomorrow. Shkoyach.